Let's
for the
go.
API.
They're
Yeah, you can
literally
enable the
API is
grinder in the
loading,
corner. You have an
loading.
option
And then
to
you add
enable your
something else to
microphone
it.
if it does not work.
Okay,
Yeah,
no,
then
you can restart it.
restart.
Then you gotta add another thing to the thing.
Overnight.
But yeah,
USB.
it's
Yeah,
definitely
from
the
like
grinder
common
that is
ground.
not
This is
working.
gonna be a
It's
test
definitely
issue.
the
Are we
grinder.
good?
Yeah,
Are we live?
it's
Yeah.
definitely
Then
a
you need
grinder that is not
to
working.
add a
You
little bit
can
to it.
probably need to
Yeah,
restart it
you
now.
unmute. You want to unmute,
We
right?
we can we can do this for hours, Neil.
Autism Club.
Yeah,
He's still on mute. You
still can't
autism
hear
score
you.
increased
We cannot
by
hear you,
five.
mate. We cannot hear you. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, we'll see
Okay.
you. We'll see
Greg's
you.
being a
We'll see you
bully
next week.
So that was
Okay, bye.
live with
Thanks
Neil.
for tuning in.
Thanks for
So is this
tuning in.
podcast gonna be in sign language or what is that? Is that
It's
what we're
gonna
doing?
be a brief one. It was gonna be a brief one, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. That was
Are we live?
Can we get Sailor Bucket now?
I wanna wait for our lives to be hard. And I'm gonna
subscribe.
Stand of Uncharted.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome in. It is another episode of the Meme Factory podcast. This is test stream number 35, and we're here tonight with Stefan Levera. This evening, we're joined by Neil Jacobs. Neil has his own show, Inside Bitcoin. He's been a big part of the Bitcoin community for a little while, but I'll let Neil tell you guys who exactly he is.
Do I do the ad read first, or do I say who I am first?
No, you introduce yourself.
First of all, how narcissistic of you to have your like a picture over like in the back in the wall of you? What is this?
You know, that's not actually me. I know you.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah, I'm not actually Satoshi.
Well, we didn't think you were Satoshi. What? I thought you were a statue.
I thought you were Craig Wright.
I don't want to get sued. I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Neil, go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Sure. So my name's Neil. First, discovered Bitcoin in 2013, but did a lot of stupid fucking shit on the way to where we're at today. You know, I got involved in like the shitcoin casino, learned my lesson, and just back in like 2019, kind of recommitted myself to just like diving into Bitcoin, because there wasn't, back when I first heard about Bitcoin in 2013, there wasn't like the breadth of like books or podcasts, like, you know, your podcast.
Right.
Or, you call this a show or a podcast?
This is just educational content.
This is a test stream, Neil.
Yes, it's a test stream.
So wait, are we not even live?
Yeah. We're live, but it's a test stream.
Yeah, it's a test.
Just relax.
I heard it's like the show that doesn't even really exist.
Nope.
Just bend over. Correct. Oh, no, sure.
Relax your anus.
So yeah, just kind of got more of my focus was into Bitcoin starting in 2019, and just started putting out content on Twitter, and people started reaching out to me. They're like, hey, you want to do this for us? You want to do that for us? And I started doing some contract work for Swan on Clubhouse, then started a podcast with Joe Carlosari. He's a lawyer in the space. I'm on the board of directors of the SAT Center. Bitcoin conference. And now I have a Bitcoin merch and apparel shop called FOMO21. So if any of you want to check that out.
Which I'm going to interrupt you. A little shout out to your merch store.
Nice. Looks nice.
Beautiful. It's great quality.
And anyone
I recommend.
Awesome. I'm happy you like it.
Water. No, who said that?
If any of your listeners want to know, use the code FUGREG. You'll get 15% off for the next week in the store.
So, is that all? 15%?
That's a pretty standard.
Should I up it to
21?
You should up it to 21. Absolutely.
If you do that just for tonight, you might incentivize people to take action.
All nine of our concurrent viewers.
Okay, how about we'll do 21% for tonight, the next 24 hours. So anyone watching now, and then we'll change it to 15% for a week or something. I don't know.
It's 21% off, and then the rest of the profits go to the Meme Factory, correct?
Did we talk about that before the show? I don't know.
I'm just trying to strong arm you live.
Well, right now, I'd have to talk to my partner about that. So anyways, 21% off. I'll leave it for the next week.
Okay. Just DM him an address, Greg.
I just sent him a message to your partner. He said it's fine.
You want me to wear a dress in a DM?
Maybe I'll just take away the discount.
Oh, and I'm leaving again.
Yeah. All right. Well, in the meantime, I know you're a big fan of the show. I see you in here every week, and I know you know what's coming next. We've got some ad copy that you need to read so we can get paid. You'll find it in your DM inbox.
Okay, I'm gonna read this now.
Anytime you're ready, if you want to start reading.
All right.
Including now or later, if you want to wait a few minutes. But really fast, faster than.
See, what people don't realize is just me connecting to you guys with my audio was hard enough. Like, this is a big deal right now.
You're hard enough for all of us.
You restarted Grindr and everything worked.
I think it was some kind of power play.
I never should have told my parents I was going to be on the Meme Factory, because they're definitely just heard you say that I'm hard now, and that's not good.
No. You said it was hard, and I said it was hard enough for all of us. So,
okay. So,
Neil, if you want to start reading the ad copy, now would be a good time.
Hello, I'm Neil. This episode of the Meme Factory.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
By the hardworking men and women at Suscorp LLC and their newest service, podcast naming. Content creation is all the rage in the Bitcoin space. It seems that every week a new podcast is coming out, and it's just too damn hard to make your product stand out. Do you hold back on having children because you can't pull the trigger on a name? Are Nico and Phil getting all the cool Bitcoiner guests who won't even return your DMs? Did you see Sailor with the Meme Factory on a live stream and think, why not my podcast? Well, fret no more, fam. Suscorp LLC has a service for you. All the most successful pods you know and love have been named by this service from Suscorp LLC. Household podcast names like the Stefan Libera podcast, the Pomp podcast, the Meme Factory podcast, the Peter Schiff Show, the Grant Williams podcast, the Joe Rogan podcast, Two Girls, One Cup, Simply Bitcoin, Bitcoin and What Bitcoin Did, Coin Stories, and Inside Bitcoin. The hardworking creatives at the podcast naming division will go into overdrive for you to come up with a name that will guarantee dozens of weekly viewers. So what's still holding you back, Anon? We're all Dutch ruddering each other and having a great time out here. I'm so happy I don't know what that means. Each other and having a great time out here on the circuit. Start your podcast today and use a professional naming service. Podcasting is no joking matter.
That's right.
Yay.
Nice job.
Yay. Thank you.
Just we so can you get know, paid now. Well, just so you know, Dutch ruddering is a very cooperative method for interacting with somebody else.
How do you know, Greg?
Google research and work it out.
Yeah, my my scout master told me about it.
Okay.
So, recently, on your pod, Neil, you guys were talking about economic breaking points. And I want to know where we got where Joe was. Joe talked quite a bit about where he thought the economic pain points were in the world these days. We talked about commodities, oil, gold versus Bitcoin over the next 10, 15 years. What where do you land on what's important right now in the breaking points and pain points in the world?
So you're not going to get the most Joe Carlosari technical answers from Neil. Joe's the big brain on the podcast. I'm more the pretty face. But what I would say is that supply chain issues as a fallout of COVID, nothing the Fed does in terms of like raising rates or lowering rates or tightening like affects problems on the ground. The Fed doesn't make oil, right? The Fed doesn't control what's going on in the factories. So you're using tools that can't fix certain problems. And we've seen like the crazy volatility of the last 2 days, you know, the market rallying yesterday after Jerome Powell spoke, crashing today. As Bitcoiners, like, who cares, right? Like, what are we in this for? Day to day doesn't really matter. It's more about the long haul. You know, American HODL said something. He came on our podcast like a month ago and said that that HODLers, you should plan on HODLing for 5,000 days, which no one has done, right? Like, not even Satoshi was his like famous thing, right? It will be coming up soon for Satoshi. I think sometime in September, it'll be 13 years, 8 months, something like that, which is 5,000 days. And that's all we really need to do is keep our eyes on the prize, no matter what's going on in the world. As far as I know, every 10 minutes, blocks were confirmed today. And, you know, Bitcoin miners didn't care that the price of the traditional markets was fluctuating like crazy. Node operators didn't change what they were doing. So, it's mostly noise and distraction. I think it's going to be a while before Bitcoin isn't affected by traditional markets. We hear the term decoupling. Right now, it's too small. It's kind of gone through this like interesting evolution. Because
yeah. I'm going to interrupt you real quick, man. Yeah. I'm sorry, because that's not the question I asked you. The question I asked you was, where do you see today's economic pain points?
It was more of a cop out answer.
It was a cop out answer.
Well, my cop out answer is it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
Like, like, as a Bitcoiner, why do I care about what's happening, so, like, day to day?
Let me rephrase. What are the economic pain points in the world today that are going to lead more people to adopting Bitcoin?
I mean, we're seeing it, right? We're seeing a war in Ukraine and Russia, right? I mean, people are being forced into Bitcoin. Dun, 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 dun.
That mic doesn't work, right?
No, this sounds like those clips from Johnny Depp's court thing, where like, I object. That's not the answer, the question I asked, sir.
So, I don't even remember the question now. Do you really want to ask it first? You know what? I'm going to ask you, Greg.
What you got?
What do you think the economic pain points are? And whatever the rest of your question was, back at you.
Right. Don't, potatoes can't answer questions. Just don't ask him anything.
I could keep continuing. So what's going to lead to adoption? I mean, everything. Everything's good for Bitcoin. Another cop-out answer. But every day there's positive news for Bitcoin. The Ukraine-Russia situation
is positive news.
Awful, obviously, like, you know, innocent civilians in the crossfire of war. But, you know, people come to Bitcoin either out of curiosity or necessity. And we're seeing, you know, the Ukrainians raised a ton of money. There's a lot of Russians who can't get money out of bank accounts now. And people are seeing the need for Bitcoin in countries that weren't necessarily used to hyperinflation or superinflation or oppressive governments. We saw it where Becca is, right? Like the government basically saying, you are not allowed to park a truck and honk or we will destroy your life. Yeah, crazy shit. It's crazy shit. And those are the pain points. Is just instability all around the world. Who knows what the next shoe to drop is. But like I tried to cop out earlier, we're halfway to the next halving, right? This is a momentous day, halfway to the next halving.
Yeah, we just passed it, actually, yeah.
And Bitcoin doesn't care. So the reason I say this is because there's a lot of like hysterical people I saw on like Twitter today about Bitcoin, like it's gonna go back to 20,000. In the clubhouse room we run, the attendance like doubled, and it's not because they wanna listen to our pretty voices, it's because people wanna be told everything's gonna be okay. And it might not be in the real world. There might be pain points, or there is pain points all over the place. But as far as Bitcoin goes, nothing's changing.
Okay, let's give it some perspective.
Except this Jeremy Rubin ass. No, I'm just kidding.
let's give it some perspective for the new guys. You said you entered the space 2013, right? So which is... the cringiest or more stupid like things we used to say back then. A, Litecoin is the silver to Bitcoin's gold. B, the mining Bitcoin now is not profitable. It doesn't work. It's too expensive. You take too few of Satoshis. And C, what is the C? How the C, goddammit. Okay, oh, God. Answer those first.
Well, what's funny is, right, back in 2017, the fees were too high. 2021, there's not enough fees, and once the subsidy runs out. People just always have to attack Bitcoin in some way. Even Bitcoiners, right? Like, that's our nature, is to be skeptical. So we're constantly attacking people's thoughts and each other. But that's because it's hard at this point also to come up with original thought in the Bitcoin space. And that's what makes people like you guys, and I'm doing this just to butter you guys up, very important, because Bitcoin memes are like some of the only original thought. They're producing the most original thought in the space right now, and memes are super powerful in this world. So keep doing what you're doing.
What's in what way are memes powerful? Where have you seen the meme actually affect change?
I'll have to think.
Neil memes as well. Neil makes some good memes as well. You've made quite a bit.
Yes, he does.
It definitely affects people. Like, it's right now my recall, like, about showing like specific correlation is like fleeting for me, but it definitely affects the way people act. I mean, you know, it's true.
Of what material changes you think are occurring because of memes? You know, we've had some victories as memers fighting off different shitcoin ideas. I think it's making progress against the ESG narrative. I think it made progress against the BIP 119 speedy trial.
Yeah, I don't know if I would attribute it like any of those things to like memes specific alone. I think there's been like a lot, not to completely like counter you on what you're saying. There was a lot of good like back and forth debate on all those things. And I'm no technical expert on like BIP 119. To me, Bitcoin's acting just fine. I'm one of those people, if it like ossified now the network, I'd be totally happy with that. But I'm not one of these people also getting hysterical over people wanting to try to make what they see as improvements, because if that's a threat to Bitcoin, then Bitcoin needs to be strong enough for anyone to come along and say, hey, I'm going to make these changes, I'm going to get miners to adopt it, blah, blah, blah. If that's like scary and a threat, then like, what do we really have here? Like, I thought we have a system of rules without rulers, right? So, and that's, you know, a ledger that's immutable and can't change. So, it just worries me.
So how does one get into contract work for Swan? Did they approach you?
So Swan, basically back in 2020, I really started becoming more public facing on Twitter. Like I had an Anon account for years, maybe 2016 through 20.
Do you still have the Anon account?
Is it named Labrahuddle?
And am I already following that Anon account?
I don't use the Anon account anymore. And if I did, I'd have to kill you.
Right.
If I told you. But
wait. Are you Satoshi?
Sweet!
Oh, he's Satoshi.
Hey, welcome back, man.
Well, it's funny. I 6 months ago, I started like a new Anon account. I'm like, all right, I'm going to build up an Anon account. So, not that I really don't say whatever I want most of the time anyways, but there's, you know, a few things maybe I keep close to the vest. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start a... Anyways, I'm not getting it. You're going to get me in trouble, Greg. Look what you're fucking doing. I'm done. I'm done with this conversation.
Fine. I got another question for you.
Wait. I didn't even answer the original question. Swan. So they saw me putting out like a lot of content on Twitter and they're like, oh, well, you do this for our Twitter account. So I'm like, sure. Did that for a little while. Wasn't really like, it didn't really materialize into anything, but they wanted to start running rooms on Clubhouse to start educating people in Bitcoin. And obviously like, as a byproduct of that, get more users onto their platform. But they said, you know, don't, you know, try to be unbiased and just say, like, I would always tell people, you know, new people coming into the space, like Bitcoin only companies, you know, Swan, Cash App, River, Strike, just to avoid the noise of the shitcoin casinos. But I started doing that for Swan. And I'm still doing it. I wake up every day at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and I talk to anywhere between like 70 to hundreds of people around the world. And we talk about the news of the day, new people come in. And it's been really rewarding for me. I've made a lot of friends and connections through Clubhouse. It was really raging during the beginning of 2021, you know, when Bitcoin was kind of doing its thing. And would we go up to like 65,000 in April of 2021? Kind of tapered off a little bit, but still like a good core group of people that come on every day. And if I could impact one person a day and orange pill one person a day, worth it for me. And through that I met Joe, and Joe's like, Neil, I think we should do a podcast. I'm like, why do you want me to do a podcast? Again, because Joe has a big brain, I have the pretty face, and it works well.
I would agree that new platforms like Clubhouse and Spaces on Twitter, provide that like sense of community, and like they let you like build friendships and stuff like that. But after a while, doesn't like gets boring, like the same tape over and over again, the same argument, like counter argument. Like after a fact, I found myself like repeating the same stuff with the same people about the same thing. We know all that, right? Like no new users weren't coming in to
Did
hear
you say
all that.
After you fart, you find yourself saying the same
thing? Yes.
Okay.
Did you, who muted?
Yeah, no, it definitely, yeah, sorry, go ahead, Pedro, sorry.
No, no, I was just saying that Greg needed to be on mute for a second, and it happened, so good.
Yeah, no, it definitely does get boring. The people, so like I said, I still, and it's 1 hour every morning that I'm like contracted to do work there, and I'll pop in throughout the day, but the people who like get in there, stay there for 12 hours a day, I don't know how the hell they do it, and like talk about the same shit. Same on Twitter Spaces, whatever, like, for me, I found my way to fill up my time with other Bitcoin things so I could kind of like bounce around, like, oh, do the Clubhouse in the morning, oh, do the podcast on the weekend with Joe, help with the Sat Center.
So you basically made a format every day around the daily news, and you do it like a stream, and that's it, right?
Well, just when I get up first thing in the morning, I check Twitter. I see what crazy shit people said the night before or maybe overnight, and be like, hey, like this is what happened while we were all asleep. And it's usually nothing of like, it's the same bullshit. Like I said, 5,000 day view. But yeah, you know, someone like me who has basically their entire net worth in Bitcoin, it's nice to pay attention and know what's going on. I think it's Stanley Druckenmiller that said you should put all your eggs in just a few baskets, but watch them very closely. You know, we always hear traditionally people tell you to diversify and have a balanced portfolio. That's something either to preserve wealth already made, or people who don't have conviction about anything. I understand that Bitcoin's going to be the one and only money in the future, so why wouldn't I want all my eggs in that basket? I definitely went off a tangent again on your question, but yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, Clubhouse, the podcast, the merch shop. I'm actually like super passionate about that right now. So this guy, Ryan, super nice guy, Bitcoiner, reached out to me. He's like, Neil, I've been listening to you on Clubhouse for a year. I've been in the merch and apparel space for 20 years, and I'd like to do a Bitcoin store. He reached out to me on March 2nd. So it's only 2 months later. We have 1,400 products on the site.
Nice.
We're
lagging, right?
We got it. Sorry?
I was sharing that we're lagging. We have a merch store too, and we don't have any. We are lagging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have, like I said, 1,400 products. We're about to open up on Amazon, like a merch shop. Somehow they approved us in 5 hours. Other people, it takes 5 months. Don't know who likes me there or who likes Ryan there. But so it's just, things are moving really fast. Like to think like all this happened so quickly, it's really exciting. And I love designing the Bitcoin stuff because I already like would do memes, you know? So I'm like, why don't I put them on t-shirts? And I learned how to design the stuff to where I probably 80% of the designs on the site I made. And because I'm so like connected, and by connected, obsessive when it comes to Twitter, that like, you know, the Bitcoin psychopath thing happened and I'm like, I'm making a shirt and it's just fun. So, and people wanted it. So there you go.
So when are we going to get a Bitcoin headscarf so I can get a new hijab? Are you going to have one on your site soon for me?
So basically we do everything print on demand. So it's based on what our vendors have. So I could look up a hijab. I wouldn't say that we're necessarily going to have a hijab section on the site. However, I could custom make one for you. I'll look into it.
You can always...
Excellent. I think my brothers would be very happy about that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You can always make a pashmina. It's the same thing.
Well, it's everyone like has asked, like, will you make us this? Will you make us that?
It's a pashmina.
Isn't that like a scarf? A pashmina?
Pashmina? Yes. Similar to what Becca has on her currently. Yes. But it doesn't have to be advertised as
it's
a bird.
It's very pretty.
This is an authentic Pakistani headscarf, so I'm very halal right now.
No, oh, I'm adopted. I didn't know that was that you were halalish.
Yes, I am. That's how I got back into the meme factory.
The easiest thing to figure out that she's halalish is the color of her hair.
Yes. Wait.
It was either that or grow a penis.
I have to hide all the hair.
Wait, so
women scare me.
I'm gonna say the wrong thing when I'm so bad with like what's taboo when it comes to like religious things. I'm just not even gonna say anything because I really don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's just best to keep your mouth shut.
I'm very supportive. I let anyone do whatever they want, but I don't even know how to make a joke land right now without completely like someone wanting to take a jihad out on me. So I'm just not gonna do it.
Just don't say boom.
It's okay. We'll throw stones.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Labra.
Kadabra.
Yeah, go ahead, Labra.
Yeah, I have a question for Neil.
Oh.
You're in the right place.
Okay, good. Neil, what other rabbit holes have you explored besides the Bitcoin rabbit hole?
What other rabbit holes? I guess I kind of went down the political rabbit hole a long time ago. Bitcoin helped me get away from that. I used to be more, I was a crazy liberal back in the day. I was a campaign manager for someone who ran for US Congress, candidate, a Democrat in a primary. I did that for a short period of time. He was an asshole. So I dropped out of that. And then when I dedicated myself to learning about Bitcoin, I kind of just realized that it's all bullshit. If the money's broken, nothing else can really work. Money is a communication system. It's the way we show how much we value other things, other goods, other people, right? Like, I will pay you this amount of money because you show this value to me. But if the money's broken, everyone has their own warped sense of what that money means. So why am I going to start advocating and politicking for certain, I don't know, social issues or other political issues when we can't even communicate properly to each other because the base layer of a society is its money. And if that's broken, I'm wasting my time. And I think I can make more of an impact with Bitcoin and advocating for Bitcoin.
I want to unpack one of the things you said. You said that money is a language or a communication system. Communication system, I think you said, right?
Yeah. But a communication channel, communication, yeah, it's the way we communicate value.
Can you break that down a little bit for us? How does money communicate?
Just to kind of like, maybe I'll kind of restate what I said, but maybe go a little more in detail. So, you know, I want to hire you, Greg. How much are you worth? You know,
you can't afford
me. I'm going to communicate that by saying, you know, you're going to tell me you went to this school or you put out sick memes and you're going to show me a portfolio. I'm going to look at that and say, right, how much am I going to pay to hire Greg? And I ask all six. What is so funny? What just happened? I missed it.
Craig having like a meme portfolio, like made me laugh.
And that any of them might be sick, but
yeah, and like anybody hiring him based off of that portfolio, that just
what company is not working?
The analogy.
Who hires potatoes?
Yeah, exactly. Let's move over there. Pick somebody else.
Basically, a merch shop is just putting memes on apparel. So maybe, you know, I'm thinking, what's your value right now? No, but seriously. If I was to say, and you know, all kidding aside, I know that's impossible right now. If I was to say to everyone, Greg has done this, he knows about this, he knows about this, how much would you pay him 40 hours a week, you know, 2,000 hours a year? Everyone would come back with a different number.
Three potatoes, two boiled, one
three potatoes, six potatoes, seven potato more. Like, no one would be
half
able to.
Half a potato.
And I really believe it's because the way we communicate is flawed. The way we communicate values.
On air, this is brutal. Becca, stop.
Stop that. Stop
it. Is that like allowed while you're wearing a hijab? I feel like they go together.
I actually
in the kitchen, so it's all okay. Like
she's in the kitchen.
I'm proper.
Becca, I had some like unfortunate news with you that you broke. Was it yesterday? I don't even know what day it is. That you or actually it's good news for us that you're now on the market for us.
Well, no, Greg dumped me, so that was awful.
I didn't know that you two were a thing.
We're not.
Not anymore.
Oh, never mind. Still happening.
Is it because you were cheating on him with other potatoes?
No. I was just a baby and an idiot.
Just a baby potato.
Making no baby jokes considering what's going on in the country these days.
Oh, with the with the midterms.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm not going there.
Oh, the Roe v. Wade stuff. Now that you've brought it up, where do you stand on abortion?
Can you give us your political view on abortion?
You know what? No. Let's back it up a little bit. Let's make it a little more specific so Neil can actually answer it. At what point in a pregnancy do you consider it life?
Let's make it light for you. Don't embarrass the guy. Make it light. Okay. So a girl is raped. Okay. Right. Okay. So that happened, right? Do you consider the ethical to drop the baby or no?
I'm gonna answer your question by not answering your question.
I've got a question, Neil.
Okay.
At what point in the time of a potato being planted to before it actually becomes a potato, at what point is it okay to tear that potato out of the ground?
And
you know,
wait, before I want to make sure that you understand that when a man potato and a woman potato really like each other, they plant a new potato.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say what the new Supreme Court justice kind of said. I'm not a botanist, so I don't know about like potatoes. And I'm not a biologist either.
Good answer.
And then I have a follow-up question. So what is like your favorite potato dish then? Once you rip it out of the ground, like what are you making?
Once it's separated from its mother.
Stem cells.
I like a good mash. Good mashed potato.
Mash.
Mash.
Okay. I like fries.
It's with gravy?
I can do it.
That's a little Canadian. Like,
a good food product shouldn't need a lot of extra stuff. It should stand alone.
That's very true.
There are a few occasions where that's not true, but give me a good mashed potato, maybe some butter in it, some salt and pepper. But like, why am I throwing gravy on it?
That's okay. Insightful.
Good answer.
Thank you. Good question.
All right, now.
I'm just not even going to go there.
Sorry, I had to burp. Oh, you want to talk more about abortions?
No, all I was
going to say. When was the last abortion that you had?
So I don't know, but all I would say is Bitcoin.
And did Dieter pay for it?
Did you ever get aborted as a baby? And how did that affect your Bitcoin journey?
No comment.
Okay.
No, I would just say, look, like I'm very into the Bitcoin ethos of being sovereign and people, adults making their own decisions. And I don't like to tell other people what to do. I do not have an answer on when life begins, and
what's your opinion on artificial wombs?
Artificial wombs?
I gotta say, I love the direction this conversation took.
It went sideways pretty fast.
It's kind of my fault. It's my fault. I also have Becca on my main screen. I accidentally pinned it, and I don't use Zoom that much, so Becca, you're like huge and everyone else is tiny.
It's pretty standard for all of us to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, remove pin, but I kind of like this view. Yeah.
That's why they added me.
I don't know how to do pinning.
You don't know how to do anything.
Don't know how to pin somebody?
Oh, that I'm quite good at, actually. I'm a very good wrestler. All right. Now, we have usually a question from Sean. We have a having party coming up. I wanted to make sure that we got your invite out. There's no physical location as of yet. It might be a physical thing. It might be a digital thing. Block height, 840,000. I'm just going to keep talking while you say hold on.
2 years?
What?
The halving, 2 years from now, you're having a party?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. Having party.
Okay.
Yeah. You coming?
Yeah. Especially if it's nowhere, sure.
Perfect. That's what we always wanted to hear. I don't know why you've been ditching us.
We actually have Sailor's Yacht booked, so.
Do we? Did you work that out?
Yeah. I've got the DM confirming that we're good for the yacht.
All right, back to Bitcoin. Fuck that shit. Cycles in Bitcoin. Are they over? They're going to keep coming?
The dog has a question.
Dog has a question.
Yeah, I have another question for Neil. So as you can see in my picture there, I'm starting a podcast for dogs. So the plan is to bark for 2 hours. So I'm going to start that. So if you can give me some tips about that, how to bark, or do I need something to do something?
What kind of
any
mic?
Tip or advice?
What kind of mic he should take?
I kind of want to make that dog face into a t-shirt now. I think I'm going to do it right after the show. That's all I got for you.
It's okay.
Woohoo!
Nice.
I'm famous now.
As long as you give me the permission, it's okay to slap it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Should we do laser eyes or Bitcoin sunglasses? What would you prefer?
Whatever you like.
All right.
No, I think the eyes should be visible. It's funnier.
All right. I wasn't asking you, Yellow.
Fuck you, dude.
Neil, I'm curious, man. The two paintings behind you, where did you get them?
The Satoshi one I had like custom made. I made it as my avatar and I was just lazy. And when I was starting the podcast, I'm like, I need something behind me. So I'm like, oh, this would be like cool. And I know it's really nerdy. So I made that custom made. And then the other one is actually an artist, a Bitcoiner, whose design that's actually painted. The Satoshi one is just like a screen print, but that's actual, a paint job. And, they've done a lot of work commissioned with like Riot Blockchain has done a lot of paintings in their office. I believe their Twitter handle is like beak, like a pelican, because that's their avatar. It's like, I'm going to tweet it out afterwards. Beak.
You should.
And they've done like amazing, like custom made stuff for Bitcoiners. And yeah, I think it's awesome. My mom keeps saying, what do you have that in your fucking apartment? Some person with the tongue out. So, but I like it.
She sounds lovely. And is she watching this evening?
I was on the phone with her and I said, I'm doing a podcast. And she said, could you send me the link? And that was like 5 minutes before the show. So now I'm kind of horrified.
Yeah, you're totally horrified.
Hi, mom.
Hey.
Hello.
I did tell her to not text me during podcasts. So I don't know if she's watching or not. Because she'll tell me I'm not smiling enough, things like that.
You're smiling plenty. You look fantastic.
Do you talk to your mom every day?
Not every day, but, you know, occasionally. She's the one that didn't abort me.
That's good. What a lovely lady.
Yeah, it's debatable. The that's good part.
Yeah, maybe I would have been better off. Do you talk to your mother every day?
No, like once a week.
Okay.
But I saw her yesterday, so it's okay.
That's at least 2 weeks worth of talking.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Is she, do you live like near your parents or?
Oh, no, they live far away. It's like a 4.5 hour drive. That's why I'm always on the road.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just traveling. I'm a traveling person.
Nice.
A traveling Muslim.
Like a gypsy?
Yes, I am a gypsy.
Fair enough.
Were you raised Muslim?
Yes. Irish Muslim.
That's a nice breed.
It's a large
community. Yeah. Very large. Yeah.
There's dozens of them.
Yeah. We even have a community center here in where I'm at.
Yeah. How long have you been on?
I have a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So if you look on Bitcoin Twitter, there's a lot of people like with avatars and there's a lot of people with their real faces and names. And you were anonymous for a long time. Like, what made you decide to be anonymous and what made you decide to not be anonymous anymore?
By the way, Marcus just woke up and he just like asked us.
It's a good question. No, being synonymous is a good thing for like Bitcoin security. You know, obvious reason there. Why'd I change? I started just getting more involved on Clubhouse. People still didn't really know what I looked like, but I was going to be at conferences and stuff like that. So I'm just like, fuck it, like whatever.
That was it.
That's really it. Like,
did you enjoy it? Did you regret it? Or did anything funny happen?
Oh no! Like, it's changed my life for the better, for sure. Like, the last 2 years have been awesome. I'm super fortunate. All the people I've gotten connected with, I've been able to be myself. And you know, when I tweet stuff out, like, I mean it. All the crazy shit I tweet, I mean it. And that doesn't mean like I don't maybe go overboard sometimes, but like I really believe that Bitcoin is what's going to solve like most of the world's problems. And if I could have fun and like shitpost while educating and promoting Bitcoin and advocating for it as best as I can, like, you know, why the fuck not? And if being public allows me to do that better than being an anon, then that's what I chose. I don't, you know, there's no going back.
What are the trade-offs? What are the negative side effects of?
Well, definitely there's more politics when you are not anonymous, right? You can't necessarily say the kind of things. I mean, you can. There's just going to be, could be more consequences.
You can't say whether you're, at which point a baby is actually a baby.
No, you can. I just don't have an opinion on it. I already told you my opinion. I think, you know, adults should worry about themselves. But regardless, I think when there's power that comes from being anonymous, and there's power from not being anonymous. But once you go non-anonymous, there's no going back.
That was a good attempt.
You see where I was going.
I did.
That was all off the tongue, but
okay. We all love a little bit of racist humor in the morning. Now,
okay, that was not a racist thing.
No, you're good.
I talked about being public facing is not good for, you know, saying certain things. You're going to try to trap me. I'm not going to let it happen.
No, that's what we do. I mean, we're going to trap you. It's fine. It's gonna happen.
just relax. Just let it happen.
Yeah, just let it happen, and then abort it later. As long as Roe v. Wade still stands. Now, I'm curious what you would suggest for somebody that is new, wanting to explore the Bitcoin Twitter community. Would you expect that they should come in as an anon first, or do you think that it's better to come in as your real self?
I'd have to think about it. Depends what you want. What I would say is just try to be yourself and authentic, because it's hard. It's much harder to not be real. It's harder mentally. It's harder in practice to like have like two personas. And people call you on your bullshit. Bitcoiners have some of the best, you know, bullshit detectors in the world. Like, we came to Bitcoin. Like I said, people come out of necessity or curiosity. And the people out of necessity, there was something, you know, fucked up in their world that brought them to Bitcoin, and they don't want to be lied to again by people in the Bitcoin ecosystem, you know? And you have really not just out of necessity, but also curiosity. So you have a lot of really smart people that could just decipher bullshit right away. Look at some of the top, known people in the space, right? Saylor, Lynn Alden, Preston Pitch, they're all engineers, right? They look at Bitcoin as an engineering feat, a monetary engineering feat. And how are you going to put something past people like that, who are looking at something from like a rational, logical perspective? And how are you going to put something past people like us that are a little nutso and think the world's fucked up, and rightfully so. And now you're going to come in here on our good time and start like lying about Bitcoin. Like, we're here to promote Bitcoin and tell the truth about Bitcoin. We don't need to lie about it because it's so great. It's going to take care of itself as long as, you know, the adoption includes honest actors. The biggest enemy of Bitcoin are Bitcoiners who mislead people about Bitcoin, in my opinion.
Well said.
Name names.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to name them. You know who they are.
I have one more question. In 2021, I believe it was February 16th, we hit 50K and Laser Ray until 100K came out and everybody was happy.
Bork.
And we were calling really high numbers in 2020 as a top. What was your prediction?
In 2021, what was my prediction?
I think he's asking in 2020, what was your prediction for?
Early 2021.
I thought January 2021 we'd be at 100,000. I never like made like any like big pronouncements or public predictions about what I thought it would be, but I thought for sure we'd be at 100,000. I think the Bitcoin mining ban in China stopped that.
Do you think it was just that? Because I think it was a combination of that and like the paper Bitcoin trading at a futures ETF.
I think it was, sure, it's definitely more than one thing, but I think the China mining ban was like the biggest thing. And it was one of Bitcoin's biggest tests to date. It was a nation state attack.
Isn't that right, Rusty?
What?
Rusty, wake up.
These are the 2.0, dude.
All right, so, you know, we're getting towards the end of our hour, and you've been super generous with your time.
Super annoying filibustering the whole time.
You've been super generous with your time. I want to make sure you get a chance, if you want to ask any of the Meme Factory members that are here tonight, any questions you have for them. And in the meantime, if you need me to give you time while we do that, I can ask another question.
I'm not a good multitasker, so if you ask me a question, I'm going to stop thinking about the first question you gave me. I already forgot what the question was. What would I ask you guys? I guess, what do you think Bitcoin's biggest...
Why am I so perfect? Okay, I really don't know. I really don't know. Like, I try not to be, you know, but, you know, I have the gift. What I gotta say?
Have I been too serious for the show? Should I have not have been as serious as I've been, or have I been like...
No, you've been fired.
This is a test stream, serious. So nothing, yeah. Everything
I don't
goes.
What that means. Does that mean good. No one's saying it? I still am confused.
It's just a test stream.
It's
that's all.
It's just a test. Don't worry.
We're just trying to see if this is a format that'll streams. Work out.
We're testing stuff, you know? Yeah.
If it like sticks, we may one day do a real...
Now, me and Labra now are like having a war with the ice.
How do you guys decide who gets to be on this... meme panel, meme tards, meme factory?
It's a dick.
Oh, we fight a lot, especially when we're adding women.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, big time.
we make that a very public thing too. We make sure to make it something that is going to cause a lot of pain for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to feel alive.
We put like our dirty laundry alive. Out there.
Yeah.
How many people are part of the meme factory?
Would you like to fucking know?
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
It's 12, and some people aren't even on Twitter anymore, so we just never let them go.
Is Gigi on? Nobody knows if Gigi on or not.
Yeah, is Gigi part of the meme factory or no?
Because he is in the group chat.
Well, we only added him because we thought he was Sweet Toshi.
I can't decide if Gigi is Mary Magdalene or Becca. I'm not sure.
Ooh, okay, I have a question for you guys. Who, outside of meme factory people, who is your favorite shit poster on Bitcoin Twitter?
I would say Wayne.
Wait. Favorite shit poster or favorite memer? Because those are different.
Yeah, because like
whatever you want. I don't know.
Stony shit posts pretty hard. Right. I really like Patrick's memes. Yeah. Stony shit posts hard.
I get okay. What's your definition of shitposting then? Because I feel like
Leota is a good one.
Leota does do some really good memes.
You guys all know.
I think that Neil wants to apply for the meme factory. So I'm going to give you a website where you can apply.
There's actually a link to it for an application.
There is a website.
Make your tweet.
I don't know, Yellow, if you're talking or not, but if you're not, I'm very honored. Thank you for thinking of me.
Oh, Lab, are you tweeting out the application page now?
No, you do it because I'm locked from Twitter.
Oh, right.
I don't know for how long.
In the gulag.
Yeah.
Right.
It's memefactorytm.com/apply. So you can find the registration form there.
Submit your meme portfolio.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
It's proof of work system.
Isn't that what my Twitter feed is?
Exactly.
I think it's time for RD 2.0 to do his question.
Is he really 2.0? Is he more like a 1.1?
I think Becca's doing the question today, guys.
Yeah,
I think my name is Richard. Yeah.
Yeah, Richard.
I told him for being British, but you know.
What was that, Rusty?
That was British.
I was the closest to being British.
Oh. You're not British?
Well, no, I'm Richard. So I'm closer because my name starts with R. Okay. Let's see the question.
Have to do it with RD's accent. If not, doesn't count.
Yeah, I also like that she said her name starts with R, unlike Rusty.
Alphabetical order, Greg, it works.
Wait, women are very smart, yes? Okay, Rusty, go ahead.
Oh, really? All right. I like the sound of that. All right. Here we go.
Rusty, I can't tell what the fuck you're saying.
All right. All right, Neil. I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay.
If the meme factory did exist, and we all know that it doesn't, which one of us would you like? Which one of us would you retweet? And which one of us would you mute?
Oh, this is like a fuck, marry, kill kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. How was that for an RD impersonation, by the way? Is
that good? That was pretty good.
They got the fuck, marry, kill thing from this question, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
Ah. So wait, like, retweet, or mute? Let me look. Who else is on this? You don't all fit on here. Like, retweet. This is so much pressure.
There will be consequences for your answers.
Wait.
I would.
Neil is a pleaser.
I would like.
Wait. Let's back this up. How do you know Neil's a pleaser?
Yes.
What are you saying?
Yeah, Marcus.
What are you saying, Marcus?
Tell
what's
us,
going
Marcus.
On?
Yeah.
That's my radar. That's all I can say.
I would like Labrador.
Radar?
Labrador. You got to like.
He has.
I think it's my first like.
His memes are fire. The dog memes are fire. They're really creative. Sometimes I'm like, how did you incorporate a dog into this meme? So I'd give him a like for sure. Mm-hmm. Retweet. I'd have to go with Greg because he's actually the, out of all of you, I'm sorry, this is going to offend all of you except Greg. He's the most offensive. Like his memes are the most offensive. I'm constantly shocked. I'm like, how is this guy still employed? Where I don't even know where he's at. Like, sometimes I think you work for right. Sometimes I think you work for, I don't even know where you work. And I'm like, how is this guy like doing all this? And, you know, I see like giant dildos fly across my screen while I'm at like my job. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, this isn't good.
Most of the dildos aren't even coming from me anymore.
I know, but the original dildo was you.
Original Rainbow Dodo.
That's
the
a great Rainbow quote.
Dodo. Yes, no, plus one on that.
That's just leave the quote as is. The original dildo was Greg. That's it. And that's the quote.
Was there another part of the question? Mute.
Yeah, who are you muting? Because right now I'm muting Pedro.
I'm muting Becca, and here's why. Because she radiates like great energy through her Twitter handle, where like I don't even need to like hear it. I know she's putting like positive energy out into the world, and it's just fucking up. So even if I
what is this?
That was a good save. That was just say that it's not my week.
Was that people pleasing enough?
Yeah, Becca's had a kind of an up and down week, Neil. I would probably have.
I know, and I led with something not, I guess, that kind of like threw some, I'm sorry about that. No, but Becca is also, you rival Greg for like the, for like the most offensive. Like you and him are like, I can't even believe what comes out of your Twitter mouths. And I appreciate that. Because like, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah, get that shovel out.
People don't want to. A lot of times, like, I will call out other non-anons on Twitter, and it's nice that you guys pile on.
All right.
Like, you say things that are just a little more provocative than what I would say, but it's not like I'm not thinking it, so I appreciate it.
Let's talk real quick about somebody whose identity is not known. Satoshi was, what do you call it? What's the full word?
Nakamoto?
No. When somebody's not doing their full identity.
Pseudonymous?
Right? Anonymous, right. And then what's the shortened version?
Anonymous.
No. You came on Twitter as a what?
A moron. An anon.
It's an anon.
Regard.
So why does it go from anonymous to anon?
Like, I don't
know. Like, do you call it anonymous?
Oh, you're saying I should say an anon?
No, I'm just curious about your thought process here.
Kofi Annan?
Wait, do other people not say anon?
You are the first person I've run into that says anon really? Is the shortest version of anonymous.
What do other people say? Nim?
No, I mean, I'm just saying you're a little weird and I want to explore it.
I'm not going to justify myself to you.
That's, you know what? That's the best way to move forward, I feel like.
Greg, relax your anon.
You relax your anon.
So, yeah, with all your domains, maybe I should stop saying anon.
Well, I mean, all the best Bitcoin Twitter people have say some word wrong, like Preston Pish. He's got Major. Yeah, you've got Anon.
Like, what's the deal with that?
He's just from coal country. I don't know if you know anything about like Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, West Virginia.
No, I've never heard. I know plenty of Midwesterners. Never heard this Major.
I did not say Midwesterners. I said coal country people. These are the hicks that live in the hills in Appalachia. All right, Preston, I hope you're watching this, you hick. They say Major. They say Major. They say gum band instead of rubber band.
There's a 0% chance that Preston's watching this.
Yeah. There's a non-0% chance that Preston's watching this.
No, like right now, there's 0%. I'm not saying he won't watch it. I'm just saying 0% right now.
Right now. I mean, you're probably right.
Is this a live?
What? We're streaming right now, Neil. Live, right? This test stream is live. Streaming live.
Maybe it's friends like Major.
Oh. I never thought of it that way.
I know.
They have French people down there?
I guess.
I don't know. I thought they were all up north by me.
They're Creoles.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. America is down there. To you.
Well, how do you say the word PLEB?
The correct way.
Penis. I heard a P. What?
Yes, how you say
pleb. Do you want to spell it again?
How do you say pleb, Becca?
Pleb.
Yeah, Becca, how do you say pleb?
Pleb.
Yellow, how do you say pleb?
Pleb. Some people say plebe. I don't know.
Some people.
Yeah, only Only Bobby says plebe.
No, Coin Icarus too.
And Preston.
And Preston.
I like pleb better.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, your hands
yeah you're right. Pleb. Right. Yeah.
You're right.
Well, that's true.
All right. Let's call an end to this bullshit.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. This is the end of the podcast. What do you want to tell people? What are you working on? What do you want to shill? You spent half the pod chilling shit already, but go ahead.
Wasn't I in the way? I'm never going to be back on here again.
Is that maybe. Are you threatening us?
Was no, not that I don't want to be. I'm saying because I just was chilling the whole time.
Okay, next Thursday, again, Neil Jacobs here.
I think you just unleashed the meme factory on you.
Yeah, seriously. You're about to get like 5 appearances in a row.
That's all right. I've had like Peter Bob yell at me, call me a thirsty bitch, like things like that. So.
Welcome to the club.
Actually, that's pretty tame from him.
It is pretty tame.
What was the question? Was there a question?
Is there a Dutch rudder that you prefer?
I still don't know what that means. And I'm really- And I don't want you to tell me on the live stream.
I'm not telling you. I'm just asking.
Right, I'm gonna Google right now.
Oh yeah. My God.
Google Dutch rudder.
Use that. Right do it. Now. Do it in private mode. Hang on, Neil. Go to private mode.
Yeah, I just saw. I can't believe I said that. Fantastic. Okay, now I can't say anything.
Pink. Oh, you can say you can say whatever you want. I've got headphones. She can't hear you.
I will not.
Hi. Okay, guys, this was it for today.
Super good night, everybody.
I didn't even get to plug or shill. You said I could shill.
Yeah, what do you want to shill, man?
Shill. Go ahead. Shill away. Mr. Ryder.
I think I got everything today. Use promo code FUGREG. Get 15% off at FOMO21.com.
On top of that,
21% off.
That's oh, right. Sorry, 21. Did I change it? I changed
for the
it.
Next 24 yes. hours.
And everything you guys gonna need is gonna be on the thing down.
And if any of you want me to make like a custom design, just reach out.
Yes, I need a head scarf.
Whoa.
No, I didn't mean
whoa,
like.
Whoa, we have Rusty.
Yeah, we got Rusty. You're good.
And our own.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys have your own thing.
Oh sorry. Yeah, right.
I didn't mean. Say hi,
Daddy. I mean you did. Daddy. But it's okay.
Daddy.
Wait. Go to the Meme Factory. Use FU Greg, and you might get a discount.
No, we don't discount.
May as well try it, see if it works.
Support the Meme Factory.
Thanks for your time today, Neil.
Cheers.
Thank you, Neil.
Good night, everybody.
Cheers, everybody.
Thank you, Neil.
Neil, hang out. We're in chat.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank
you so much for having me. Thank you. I'll work on the detail.